Okay. All right. So any minute now, we're going to jump in with Lenny, and we're excited to hear what she has to say about her NFMs, which are non-fungible memories. And so we all have those. And so now we can link them to the blockchain and sell them and make lots of money. So we're going to learn about that. And so, yeah, very excited. You excited?
I'm very excited for this episode. It seems like a really cool startup. And from using the app for a few minutes, long time users. Yeah, it's been all of 30 minutes now. And I can say it's a very good
it's nice.
A very good little app. It's very clean. It's very it's very nice to use.
Yeah.
And could it be the next Instagram? Well, we'll have to see.
Did you get the username you wanted? What did you choose?
I did. I got Isaac. So
Isaac?
Yeah. So
whoa.
So if you want to follow
that in itself could be worth some money one day, you know?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I'm gonna sell my username as an NFT.
There you go.
That's not quite how it works for our listeners out there that are not quite sure, but yeah.
No, we're not sure either, to be honest.
Yeah, who knows, you know. We do.
Lenny.
Hey, team.
Hey, how's it going? Welcome.
Very good. In fact, I'm Australian. Did you know that?
Yeah, I know. You're Australian. We're all Australian here.
Oh, okay.
That's always that.
We are all Australian, yes.
And I can't wait to surprise them, but
and in the spirit, I've got some Vegemite on toast.
No way.
Yeah, you
can't show me that. What the hell? So nice to meet you both. Thanks for reaching out and having us on the show. Super fun to be here.
No, honestly, it's actually such a pleasure. We just saw that like you sort of you've been in the space in Sweden, and you even mentioned that you follow Michelle and stuff like that. So it's so cool to meet you. And then we were like, oh my gosh, I think she's Australian. Like, this is crazy.
I met Michelle like a couple of weeks ago for a coffee. We have some mutual investors. So they thought that we should meet. And so we had a coffee in the sun in Stockholm. And I was just so inspired by him. He's such a cool guy, full of energy and building pretty cool things in space.
Is that okay? It's probably not enough. Would you go more than that or less?
Bro, I can't believe you're showing me this.
I didn't know what the surprise was either. So that one was fun. He wasn't going to tell me what it was. He was like, nah.
So good.
My mom came and visited me in February for the first time since I've been here for 4 years, and she brought me like 12 packets of Tim Tams, and I have one Tim Tam left.
Oh my gosh, you did well. Honestly, got so that good. Long. Just super quick, just to verify that you still actually are Australian, could I quickly just read out a couple of terms and you could just recite what they mean? Is that all right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll just read them real quick and you just go straight back at me. You ready?
Okay.
Ta.
It means thank you.
Yeah, bogan.
Like a redneck.
Crikey.
Oh, shit.
Bottle-o.
Alcohol store.
Smoko.
A break to have a cigarette.
Servo.
Service station where you fill up your car with petrol.
Sickie.
When you have a sick day at home from work.
And Mozzie.
A mosquito.
Yeah, now they're okay. Yeah, verified. Good to go.
My co-founder is standing here behind the screen and she's like, what are they talking about?
That's so funny. Is now a good time to maybe to ask, so what is the team? So it's yourself and did you mention one other co-founder there?
Yeah, I'm so lucky to have the most brilliant co-founder in the world. Her name is Johanna Hoof. She is a Swedish prolific entrepreneur. Before Logcast, she was running a big podcast production company here in Sweden. So working with a lot of creators and music artists and celebrities to actually build out their podcasts. So she's the domain expert in audio.
With your experience, what we've seen is that you've got the growth marketing, you've got the over a decade in growth marketing experience and specializing in tech products. So with that in mind, I wanted to ask about what the main challenges are with building a community for a tech product.
Yeah, very, very good question. And I mean, from day one, we had this chicken and the egg situation, right? Do you bring creators first? or do you bring the fans first? And often one don't come without the other. So that has for sure been a major challenge for us. Our strategy was actually to align ourselves with 100 founding creators. So Logcast from day one was actually built in collaboration with these 100 creators. So whilst a lot of other tech companies do like dev sprints with their developers and engineers, we actually had 100 creators, music artists, podcasters, celebrities coming into our office and doing sprints every week with our dev team. So every feature you see today on Logcast is actually built from a direct need from these creators. But what that allowed us to do is actually build like this foundation from day one. So the first day that we launched Logcast on the App Store in Sweden, which was 12 months ago today, we already had that like 100 founding creators that were so bullish on Logcast and so pumped to support us. So for anyone else building a new tech product that is focused on community or content, I would for sure recommend this. Like, find your first 100 fans and followers and build up from there.
Yeah, wow, that's amazing. So 1 year, could you maybe just highlight some of the traction that you've had from then till now? And then even like, where does the, like, have you looked at analytics of where the demographic lies, particular countries or particular genres or anything like that?
Yeah, really good question. So because of my background working in tech and marketing tech products, I was able to learn all of the mistakes not to make over the last 10 years of my career for other people's companies, right? So for Logcast, it was very important that for the first year since our launch that we optimized for user engagement, not for new user acquisition. Because what happens is if you invest money on acquiring new users through things like paid ads, but you haven't yet developed a sticky product, this is when you like you hit the top of the S curve, we call it. You have a million new users sign up in the first week, but then how many of those actually stick around and come back the next day? Probably none. So for us, we actually optimize for organic growth from day one. And we are lucky to have grown to almost 5,000 creators now, fully through word of mouth only. We've not spent a single dollar on marketing so far. This is all grown from our creators sharing the world, because we built Logcast actually to solve their problems and build tools that they need to monetize their audience and their careers better than they have had the opportunity over the last decade. So we have almost 5,000 creators on the app now in 53 different countries. For us, that is just completely wild. We just thought we would put it on the App Store in Sweden, see how it went, and it just kind of blew up from there. Yeah, we feel very lucky. Our biggest audience comes from the US. No surprises. I mean, the creator economy is on fire in the States. You know, the sharing behavior is there, the voice first behavior is there, and of course, a lot of the most prolific creators in the world. So US is a big market for us, and of course, Europe as well.
I got to use Logcast for a minute and click through to your profile and see you can share a photo and you can hear the audio of a creator and what they've been up to, and they can share a photo at the same time. So it's kind of like an audio caption of that. Now we've launched Superlogs there. So that's pretty cool. Basically the ability for a creator to monetize that interaction with their fans. Are those kind of the main features that you were looking to build originally, or what does the roadmap look like in terms of launching more features and building out more of that stickiness for the users, I guess?
I could talk about this answer for hours. We have this culture in Logcast called ship or die. So we ship a new version of the app every Friday, stacked with features. We're just completely obsessed with building fast and seeing what works for our creators. So from day one, the reason we built Logcast, Johanna and I, was to change the way that creators made money. I mean, I'm sure you know how hard it is for creators today to earn money on other platforms. I mean, 91% of the artists on Spotify earn less than $36 per quarter. On TikTok, you need to have 100,000 followers to earn roughly $200 per month in advertising revenue share. This is such a broken system, and Johanna and I weren't just going to sit back and let this happen for the next 10 years. We decided to do something about it. So helping creators make money on Logcast is our biggest priority. It's funny, like, we were such a Web2 company, actually. Like, a year ago, we had built this social network, and it was our ambition to bring as many, like, followers and users in as possible. It was really like this closed garden network. But then what we quickly realized is creators don't want another social network. They have enough. We went to the US in November. We launched Logcast in the US, and we spoke with like 500 creators, and they all said to us, guys, we don't need another social network. We have enough. What we need you to do is help us make money. So from that day onwards, we kind of were like, that's it, and dove headfirst into pivoting towards a monetization platform. So you should not think of Logcast as a social network. You should think of it more as a tool to monetize the community you have on other platforms. But in terms of other monetization tools, something I'm super excited to share with you guys is our non-fungible memories platform, which will be released to the world at the end of June. This is our NFT offering. And it's not just about getting involved with the hype of NFTs, right? It's actually like the technical foundation of why we exist. So soon on Logcast, all of the audio clips that you release will be NFTs, which allow you to own that piece of content throughout the entire journey. You can take your log that you record on Logcast and you can plug it into any platform that you want. You can plug it into Spotify, Apple, whatever, wherever you can earn the most money. And we also have permanent royalties built in. So as the original thinker of a thought, you will be able to set your original, your royalty. If you want to take 1% of every time that NFN is future traded on another platform like OpenSea. So again, it's not just the hype around NFTs. It's actually suddenly this infrastructure and this tech can allow creators to own their thought from day one until the end of time. And that's pretty powerful.
Wow. Okay. Are you guys claiming the term NFM? Is that something
Yes.
you came up with? Okay, great. I just want to check. So that's non-fungible memories. Amazing.
Amazing.
So my experience was, okay, so I went onto the app earlier today and mm-hmm. I bought for $1. I think it was maybe your talk that you did at the Space Stockholm conference. And so now it's sitting in on my profile, right? So I've had a bit of an interaction with it. And so my understanding from what you're saying is that's kind of like the initial experience now, but you're saying that that's going to go deeper and use actual sort of NFT technology and really use the breadth of Web3 technology. So it sounds like that's another iteration to come soon. And so could you describe, so let's say, for example, maybe just the simply the mechanics of it. If I was to create a log, pop it on the platform, how could I then, could I distribute that to, I think you maybe said Spotify there and other platforms like that. Do you provide that service as well? Or do you just provide the ability to mint that onto the Polygon blockchain? Could you maybe just dive a little bit into the mechanics of that?
For sure. So from today onwards, you can release logs as a super log and get paid by your listeners who want to stream it. So the process for that is you record a log with one tap, you can share a thought, you can log a story, or, you know, if you're a music artist, you can be in a studio and you can log like a melody or the making of your new track. You can then choose to post that as a super log. You can set a price, so $1, $5, $1,000, whatever price you want, and you release it and your listeners actually pay you directly to unlock it. So when you bought my super log today, that money goes instantly into my Stripe account.
Gotcha.
And that's our pay to stream offering. But soon we will release NFMs, which is our pay to own offering. So soon I will be able to record a memory, a thought, or an idea, or an experience, and I can mint it on Polygon and give my fans and my listeners the chance to own that experience. So in the app, you will be able to record a log in there, choose to distribute it as an NFM, set your price for that, and then your fans pay you directly to own it. Once they've purchased it from you, it leaves your account, it leaves your world, and actually will be transferred to the new buyer. And the coolest thing is we have built the first crypto wallet for thoughts. So on Logcast, on your profile, you'll be able to click on the profile picture, which is your mind, and you'll be able to see your collection of thoughts and NFMs that are yours or those that you've collected from others. So it's the first crypto wallet for thoughts, and that's where all of the NFMs that you purchase from other people will live.
Amazing.
Wow. Yeah, that's really cool. It's definitely got some really cool new features that are kind of bringing in that Web 2 and Web 3 space, bringing the old and the new to kind of make a really cool social media. So we've seen For example, we've seen, like, where you were talking about different platforms there, like Spotify and everything like that, we've seen a shift from kind of YouTube, where originally we had high quality edited videos and we had proper kind of production. People were properly making productions on YouTube, and like so say we've got Twitter at the same time, where people have really high quality polished thoughts, and you have to actually be really genuinely clever or insightful to actually grow a Twitter following, right? And then we've seen kind of that shift towards TikTok, where almost anyone can be a creator, and there's a real lack of friction there because everyone's got a phone and they can just pull up their TikTok and start making a video, right? So do you think that a lack of friction is the future of social media? Like, does it need to be really, really easy for a creator to use the app? Because I've noticed on the app it's like you're just pressing, holding and recording, and there's a real lack of friction there. So do you think that that's the key to the successful growth? Or
I love so much that you asked this question, because our vision at Logcast, like our vision statement, is frictionless connectivity, because we are super bullish on a future that is not actually going to be about devices. Your real world, the life that's happening in front of you, is going to be the interface. So that's why we chose to build audio. So many investors or our creators ask us, when are you going to do video? We want video. And we will not do that, because audio is the one content format that can live across every device. It can live in your AirPods, it can live in your Apple Watch, it can live on your Amazon Alexa or your Google Home, or even in your connected car. And when in the next couple of years, like 5 to 10 years, when we will not be holding these mobile devices anymore, we will put those down and instead we'll be able to talk and interact freely. I read a great study the other day that revealed that 85% of our social interactions with each other by 2025 will be made through AirPods. So this is the future that we are building for, and being frictionless when it comes to audio is really important. So on Logcast soon in June, you will actually be able to mint your thoughts just by tapping your AirPods. So when you walk down the street and you think of something, oh shit, that's really cool, it's going to be valuable to a lot of people, I can just say, hey Siri, mint my thought, and it will automatically record and mint that thought on chain. So for us, like, this frictionless experience is really, really important. And to get the general public involved in this, it needs to be easy. You know, we're from Stockholm, we're from Sweden. People always ask me, you know, are you worried about Spotify? And no, they are our great friends. And we are so looking forward to developing a very like fruitful partnership over the years to come with them, where they could help distribute these potentially. Maybe artists can advertise their NFMs on their artist pages on Spotify. Because right now, music artists are really only able to monetize on the final product, right? Like the album or the track. They're not able to monetize on the creative process. And that is really valuable to a lot of fans. I'm sure you guys both, I don't know who your favorite artists are, but you would love to actually follow the making of that album. And imagine if you could own a part of it.
Huh, that's very interesting. Great energy, by the way. You're making me really excited about this. Okay, what you said is really cool. So I guess as an end user, as a consumer on that side of it, I guess I'm looking for, an ideal situation is I'm finding someone who I know is a great thinker or is great at what they do, but potentially not at their full scale potential yet. And so I can sort of maybe buy some of their little notes and their thoughts. And then one day when these guys are like mainstream president of the United States, you know, some talk show host or whatever, then now I own these assets that are potentially valuable, because it was like, oh, what did Oprah Winfrey think when she was, you know, 16 years old and using Logcast, which didn't exist back then, but in the example, maybe it did, you know? And so, yeah. I think that's really powerful. Is that sort of what you're thinking? Like, from a consumer perspective, how could people potentially make some sort of return from this? Does that even matter?
For sure it matters. Yeah. For us, buying an NFM means that you own the rights to that thought. So if you decide to say, I don't know, Justin Bieber, right, wants to announce something major for his new record, I can buy his NFM, but then I can unlock monetization tools on that. So if I buy it from him, I can unlock pay to stream. So I own his audio clip, but then I can charge other people $1 per stream. And then suddenly I am earning revenue on his thought. So it's like this crazy wild ecosystem of ownership of people's minds that we are exploring. It might sound super futuristic, but I promise you, like, this is coming, especially with the, you know, the growth in like brain to brain interfaces like Neuralink. Soon we are going to need a marketplace to buy and trade thoughts, right?
That's wild. So good.
Yeah, that's a pretty crazy thought, I guess, for your classic dystopian like 1984 thoughts, like, oh no, the future is dark. But there's also,
I read the book when I was 10 years old, so maybe that's the problem. I got inspired a bit early.
yeah, classic. So one thing that I saw that you guys were doing, and it was actually through listening to a logcast, which is cool. So I saw that there was a lot of you guys wanted to build interoperability with whatever is most profitable. So there's a paid partnership with there's a partnership with Lens, which I saw on the app, which seems to like make that possible. So like,
hat.
Ah, very good.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
Love to steal my friend's products, you know.
yeah, for sure.
Okay, so this is Aave's platform.
Yeah.
Oh, true. Okay, awesome. I did not realize this. Okay.
Yeah, no, they are very good friends of ours. So we love Aave and what they're building with Lens. And actually, Logcast is one of the first partners building on top of Lens. So can't say much about that soon, but soon you will be able... Okay, I will tell you guys. Soon you will be able to mint your profile on Logcast as an NFT and sell those follows to your audience. So your audience will only be able to follow your Logcast if they actually own an NFT follow from your profile. So it's a way to really like build these intimate communities, right? And really like monetize on new levels that we haven't been able to before.
Yeah,
but Lens is super cool. They're obviously building a decentralized social graph for those of you watching. They're basically building like kind of like the layer one for social platforms to build on top of in this new Web3 generation. So instead of building, like, as I said before, these closed garden networks where you need to have as many users as possible, they are helping people build the tools that they can actually like take their Logcast content and plug it into other platforms or other apps in the Lens ecosystem and monetize them that way. So we are super excited to be working with Aave and the amazing team at Lens on this.
Yeah, wow. That's amazing. Okay, so in regards to the transfer of files, so for example, you know, I buy someone's thought and I physically get access to that file, right? My understanding is when the new system comes into place, you're going to use the Interplanetary File System, IPFS, yes, to do that and to secure that. Does that create some sort of reassurance for people using the system that those files are being, I guess, used and securely accessed throughout the whole journey?
Yeah, and this was something that was really important for us in the early stage of building NFMs because we had two options. Putting the file on chain, but the image and the user's profile and all the metadata associated with someone's profile on Logcast in our servers, right? So centralized. But for us, this didn't really feel right. Like, we are such believers that the future is not about like Web2 platforms integrating Web3 technology. It's going to be like everything in the Web3. So we decided to put everything on chain. So the image, the user's metadata, the audio file is all on chain. And what that allows to do is like, people are not going to worry if Logcast shuts down or whatever. Their NFMs are safe. They're on IPFS and they're stored securely there for all of time.
Yeah, almost like a classic, like the trust trustee situation with someone securely holding out against a company going bankrupt. So there's that layer of security there. In terms of the product again, so one of the ways that it was described on the website is the next generation of podcasting, a more live and spontaneous way to share audio content. With over 5,000 members now on the app, I think you said 5,000 before. What's the way that you're able to get them to continuously make high quality content that they actually want to create and that the fans actually want to listen to? Because that's obviously an issue with, for example, TikTok's algorithm only shows the videos that people are really watching. They've obviously worked it out, and they've got enough users where it's like so many people are generating content that they're able to curate the absolute best content. Whereas with, if you look at Netflix, for example, there's only so many good movies, and they're going to eventually have to show you the really bad B-grade stuff as well. So yeah, how are you able to curate and get people to actually create really high quality content that the fans like?
Yeah, good question. So for us, like in this journey, we've been thinking, do we just actually want to build the tools to help creators monetize? Like, do we want to build just the back end? And we've decided recently, no, like the front end consumer experience being our mobile app is really important because it's kind of like a front end for communities. And Logcast exists to help people monetize their true 100 fans, right? It's a lot easier to make much more money if you know how to monetize the top 50 or 100 most loyal followers you have, those people that are willing to pay to belong in your community or get access to your most intimate thoughts. So for us, like driving scale of content is not super important, actually. If we can help creators just welcome in their top 20 listeners that are willing to pay, that's cool. So for us, we're not going to really build in like recommendation algorithms or anything like this. It's going to be more like community-based. We also have a feature on Logcast called Circles. It's a way for you to co-log together with other people. It's like group podcasting, actually. So the three of us could maybe create something like Web3 Friends or something, right? And then every day I could log from Stockholm, you guys log from Sydney, and we can actually document a journey together. So again, if like creators or music artists just want to create a circle with their top 100 fans and that's where they monetize, that's kind of our vision for where we're thinking.
Yeah, it's amazing. Let's do it. Last week, Isaac and I were talking to a guy based in Melbourne, actually. And so he's got an app, and the app's called Mink. No, Minky. I kept on calling it Mink, but it's Minky. Yes, it's such a cool name. And so they basically allow end users really simple access using Apple Pay ID to Aave liquidity pools so they can get some interest on their capital. And so they use a relay protocol called Biconomy. And I realized that in some of the stuff that you sent me in relation to some of the future projects that you're doing with the NFMs, I understand that you're potentially going to use that same protocol. And so I think, so they have this, so the feature of the product that most people use is gasless, right? Which allows you to essentially pool everybody's gas fees instead of every single transaction. It's like a toll booth where everyone's having to continuously pay it. And for people who aren't used to the Web3 space, that would feel really strange, prices changing constantly. You're able, as a platform, to kind of aggregate that and pay it for the user, is my understanding. You clarify if that's incorrect. But I guess the question begs then is like, well, what's the revenue model for you guys? You've got a lot of things that you're having to pay for, potentially, devs, hiring staff, gas fees for your users. What's the actual revenue model, maybe now or in the future? How could you see that play out?
Yeah. So for us, I'll start with your first question with the transaction fees. So for us, it was so important to bring like everyday people into Logcast. We want to bring this opportunity to everyone, not just crypto natives. So that's why we chose the Polygon ecosystem. Obviously, they have much lower gas fees than Ethereum. And we use lazy minting, which basically means like it is part minted on chain until someone buys it. So what that does is protect creators who maybe aren't so famous, like maybe me, I'm not sure if anyone actually wants to buy my NFM, but I want to try. I want to get involved and give it a go and mint my thought. So there's no cost involved upfront from me. Logcast pays for that. It's a small microtransaction. Logcast covers it. But as soon as someone buys it from you, that's when the small transaction fee will come out of your account. We don't charge it. That's what Polygon charges to mint the NFM. So that answers that question. And for Logcast, we are huge believers that being a middleman in any shape or form goes against the values of the Web3 community. So we don't want to part in this. our Web2 offering, pay to stream, Superlogged, that's how we make money. That's how we keep hiring the best engineers in the world. That's how we keep shipping or die every Friday to bring you guys amazing new features. With NFMs, the value creation for Logcast will be in the Logs token. So we are planning to launch our native platform token, Logs, in the end of this year. I will be able to share more about that, that offering a bit later on this year, but that's where the value creation for Logcast will be, not in taking a transaction fee from NFMs.
So from your website, it looked like you have worked with a bunch of really cool startups. And I think a lot of the, probably a lot of the ship or die mentality comes from actually seeing all of those startups. You know, it reminded me a lot of the lean startup where you're trying to build in as many feedback loops as possible, trying to build and iterate and get something in front of the customer so quickly. You're able to consistently get something back. So that's really cool. So in terms of some of the startups, it looks like as a marketing consultant, you've kind of worked, and I hadn't heard of these, but I looked up a couple of them, like Furhat Robotics, which seems to be making social robots. Readly, which was a digital magazine app, Looklet, which was a fashion retail AI company, as well as some more well-known brands like Qantas and American Express. So having worked with all of those, what would you say is the best SaaS idea to start today, or the best idea which could be taken from Web 2 and put into Web 3 that no one's really doing yet? Bit of a tricky one, yeah.
Difficult question. My God, Johanna and I, we sit every day. And
way
we think
too easy, Isaac. She's not going to give you that. You got to figure it out, bro.
I mean, like, both of us, Jay and I, are so driven by curiosity. We are like obsessed with things that we don't know and obsessed with things that don't exist yet. So, I mean, I honestly, we come up with like 1,000 ideas every week that we want to do. And Logcast is just like the first step into this ecosystem that we want to build. You know, we want to build like the audio ecosystem of the future, one where there is no friction, there is no middleman, there is no fees involved. Like, imagine if everyone was just walking around freely sharing their thoughts and their experiences with each other. Like, this is so exciting. And that's an ecosystem. That's not a business. So think about how many different businesses will grow from there. And I think that's the coolest thing about Web3. It is so inclusive. Like, Web3 is not going to be this like where one platform is king. It's not going to be Spotify is king anymore. Facebook is king. As I said, it's going to have modularity at its core. So the more that we can help this ecosystem grow, the more all of our companies benefit. So yeah, we at Logcast are building an audio ecosystem, and there will be many country. Yeah, if you can think of a company as a country, it kind of is. More companies growing into that ecosystem. But stay tuned. In the next episode that we do together, maybe this time next year, we can talk about the new projects that we've built.
Yeah, we'll have to have a follow-up one, won't we? We'll have to see how it goes. Maybe on Logcast, yeah.
Maybe we don't even like film or anything, we can just share our thoughts with each other, like telepathically.
Yeah. I think we'll just talk to Michelle, get him to bring us over to Stockholm. We'll just do it in person, right?
Yeah, please do. I will.
Right. Done.
Yeah, we still have to visit the rest of the team, the another block one. So we're pretty keen for that.
Honestly, we just keep hearing about all these DJ sessions every Friday night. We just see him on YouTube. We're like, well, why are we not a part of this?
Yeah, they're doing some cool stuff at their office every Friday. I've not had a chance to go there, but I've heard of it, so hopefully I can go this week. But you guys will love Stockholm so much. Like, so much energy here, so much innovation. The nature is amazing. People often ask me, like, why does Stockholm breed so many unicorns and super companies? We have the highest capita of unicorns in the world outside of Silicon Valley. And for a country of only 10 million people, that's pretty insane. But hey, there's not much else to do in the winter except for build unicorns. So.
And eat sandwich cakes. Have you tried the sandwich cakes in Stockholm?
Sandwich cake?
Yeah. Apparently it's a famous Swedish
sandwich cake.
No? Okay. Forget I said it. It's
like a... It's like you have it at like you have it at like funerals.
It's like the contents of a sandwich, but without the bread. But it's like stacked up like a cake. I don't know. Maybe it could just be me. I thought it was a famous Swedish thing.
No, but you have this thing called fika. Can you see how big this cup of coffee is?
I was going to say.
Like, it's like the size of my head. You have like 7 of these per day in a culture called fika.
Sorry, I was doing another thing here. You mean boulette?
Boulette, the sandwich cake is called.
Oh, there you go. Sandwich cake. Okay, great. I was going to say about the cup. Either you've got really small hands or that's a massive cup.
I'll ship you some in the post so you can... Great.
I'm sure they'll be like super nice by the time they get here.
But please come to Stockholm and visit. We would love to introduce you to everyone here. And yeah.
True.
Yeah, amazing scene also if you like music, which I think you both do.
Yeah, totally. Okay, so speaking of office culture, you're talking about the DJ sets there. You worked at one point at MTV Australia, right? Surely there's some interesting moments that were had there. Is there anything that comes to mind when I say it that, you know, the audience would find interesting? Because I think it's a pretty... Most people have heard of the brand and what they do. Is there anything that comes to mind that's sort of interesting moment in your experience there?
I was with MTV for like 4 or 5 years. So it was one of the best periods of my life, most incredible job ever. And we had a big headquarters in Sydney. And it was like the classic like MTV office you can imagine, right? Like 3 floors. There was like... ball pit rooms, a slide at one stage. It was awesome. But the craziest thing that happened, we used to have like after work parties every Friday, and you would bring like your record label reps or some artists would come, and it would be a big crazy party. And one night the party was so wild that I had just interviewed like a famous graffiti artist. We thought it was a great idea at midnight during this party to be like, yeah, you should like graffiti the office.
Yeah, great.
So we gave him graffiti cans and he graffitied the entire office. And our boss, the managing director, his name was Simon, came in the next day and was like, what the? And the entire office ruined with graffiti.
Wow.
But hey, pretty cool. I'm pretty sure that art is worth a bit. So I hope they kept it and they haven't removed it since then.
What a moment in time. What a legacy. You were there to see it. That's amazing. Wow. That's crazy.
That's pretty funny.
That's really cool.
Yeah, you could definitely mint that into an office NFT right there. So there you go. Be worth more today.
Yeah. Incredible.
So Lenny, where can people find out more? What do you want to direct them to?
Yeah, please, everyone, go ahead and download Logcast. We are on the iOS Apple App Store right now. Download Logcast, create your first super log today, share a thought, an idea, maybe teach something. If you're a music artist, you can teach maybe how to produce or tips for recording with the best sound in the studio, and we will make sure that we let everyone know about this. And I'm Lenny, at Lenny in the app. Please send me a DL direct log with any ideas you have. Would love to keep talking there.